This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The silky smooth sounds of the Tam O'Shanter wearing soccer aficionado you'll hear with Mike Conti, 6:30 pregame. What time is the kick actually tonight? Hey, Mike, yo. Drop the pizza, the microphone. Yeah, we can't hear him.
We can't hear Jason.
Oh, yet. And the engineer, you had a no-hitter going, for crying out loud. Oh.
Maybe
no good deed goes unpunished. I buy these guys 3 slices of pizza, and then he's asleep at the wheel.
Man, 7:25 is your kickoff.
Oh, man.
7:25. A long pregame show.
All right, man. So where are we at? I mean, I know we've already talked about, and John, we'd mentioned during the conversation, the commercial break, are we where we think we're going to be? The start to the season was so dynamic, and it just seems like, is it a combination of the games we didn't have Giakoumakis, we just don't seem to be able to hang?
Yeah, I mean, when you don't have the same lineup consistently, it's hard to build that chemistry. And that's something that I think we've seen as of late. You've had red cards, you've had injuries, you've had yellow card accumulation. When you have those changes to the lineup, things can get just a little out of whack. And I feel like that's where this team is this year. They're above average. They have the means to be better, and I think we expect a little bit better. But they're also still in a good spot in the Eastern Conference.
Right.
The biggest question, and we were talking about it before we got started, is what happens in the summer? And we just don't know yet. With, you know, Luis Araujo is on his way out, but we don't know what happens with Thiago Almada. We don't know any other moves. And that could change the trajectory once you get to that summer window. We just don't know yet.
All right, let's talk about Brad Guzan coming back and the help in front of him. You finally have, we hope, Guzan close to 100%. You have Miles Robinson, but the supporting cast around them has been wanting at times. Is it been more tactical errors, in your opinion, or talent errors, or what has led to some of the breakdowns on defense?
Individual mistakes. It comes down to individual mistakes. And I think having somebody like Brad back in goal is a big help for this group. No disrespect to Quentin Westberg and Clamon Diop. They're both new. They don't have that relationship with a Miles Robinson, even with a Juan Oparata, who hasn't been here that long. They're building in that relationship. So when they make a big save, when they speak up in the back trying to organize, it's not that it's ignored. It's that it doesn't have the same power that it does with Guzan. I think if you look back at that Orlando game, the big save he made in the second half, you saw a lift in the team from that. You got a boost from that.
Right.
And you also saw, I think, a different level of organization. Brad is very, very vocal. One, he's always talking. He's always telling the center backs who's coming behind them, who's on their back shoulder, what they have to watch out for, when to clear, when they're under pressure. He's always talking. When you get used to that and then you lose it, you can have mistakes happen. And I think we've seen too many mistakes defensively. This back line, to me, they're too talented to give up some of the goals that they have. It's down to the individual moments of execution that they've made mistakes.
It is our man Jason Longshore, guys. We've been live all afternoon from Mercedes-Benz. Be back here on Friday for an open practice for the Falcons. It's going to be a lot of fun. We'll be down on the field for that. Jason, you just mentioned Almada. He's a rock star. And people, World Cup, the amazing goals that are making highlights all over the road, is all over the world. Is there still a chance he doesn't get transferred this year?
There is. There's also a chance that he gets transferred, but he finishes the season here.
Okay.
And I think what you have to look for, and right now it is the preamble to silly season worldwide. So the leagues in Europe are coming to a conclusion. Most have finished their regular season. You got the Europa League final today, Champions League final next weekend. After that, you'll see a little bit of a break, but teams are starting to even make maneuvers now. You're seeing coaches hired.
Right.
You're seeing coaches fired. You're seeing sporting directors fired, even when they win titles in Germany. You're seeing things happen that will affect what could happen to Thiago Almada. Because I don't think he's going to be the first number one signing, the most important move in the summer for a top, top big team. I think he's going to be a move for a top big team, but maybe not the first move. He's also, some of the clubs that are interested in him are going to have to move guys out to have the resources to bring him in.
What's he going to bring, $30 million?
I think that's the bottom level, honestly. I think that could be the bottom level for him. I think it might be in the 30s up to around 40.
Wow.
He can't go to England because he gets mugged here in MLS. Where is the Italian league the better fit because style makes him better over there?
I like him in the Italian leagues. I think he's such a smart player. He's got such a high soccer IQ that I think he'd fit. It depends on the club in England where he would go, potentially. If he went to a Brighton, for example, with Roberto De Zerbi, who's a really interesting manager who has a lot of similarities to Gonzalo Pineda in the way that they see the game and wanting to build up play out of the back. If you're Thiago Almada and you go there, the things that he's going to ask you to do in terms of checking back to get on the ball, turning and going, it's the exact same.
Okay.
Lady United, New England Revolution, 7:25 kickoff, live on Sports Radio 90.9 The Game. John Fricke and Mike Bell. At the AT&T Perch, doors are open. Fans are coming in here for this midweek match between Arthur Blank and Robert Kraft's teams here. Jason Longshore joining us. My brother is a gigantic Chelsea fan, and he wanted me to ask you a question in regards to the friendly that's coming up with Newcastle.
Yeah.
Has Darren Eales given any indication that he'll allow or play Miggy in his return to Atlanta?
Oh, I think he's got to. I mean, it might be 45, but I think he's got to. He'll make an appearance for sure. Again, it's early going into an off-season for Miguel Almiron. They'll be ramping up. I think that's one that Miggy will want to make an appearance as well.
Right.
I don't know their full schedule in terms of Newcastle for the preseason. So you have to manage the workload for guys. So I don't think anybody will go 90 in that, for example. But will he be more on the 30-minute kind of thing where he comes in the second half, or will he play the first 45? We just don't know yet. But I think he'll play.
You know, one of the things I talked to Garth Ogilvie about, and it may be a little bit unfair because he's so relatively new here, but you can certainly fill me in on it. I was talking to him about, you know, George Bello going over to Bundesliga and some of the other things that are starting to develop up and out of the academy. And we're now starting to see guys that are coming through the academy who I think are probably more accomplished, like in the second wave, than they were in the first wave. And that's no, you know, I'm not disrespecting Andrew Carlton, but I'm looking at the Caleb Wileys of the world. And now there's a second wave, and there will be a third wave. Are you getting a sense through Atlanta United, too, that as these waves of young players start to come up, that we're going to see an increase in quality and an increase in their ability to affect the big club?
Yeah, 100%. And I think you're seeing it right now with the twos. You're seeing it around the league, I think, as just the academy programs league-wide get better. Now, some clubs still don't put enough into it. For example, New England, they've signed 9 homegrown players. They started in 1996. They've signed 9.
Wow.
We've signed 9. You know, like, there's a difference there. But when you go back to that first wave of guys coming through the academy for Atlanta United, they were guys who came in maybe their last year as a youth player. They had developed in the local youth scene, and they weren't treated as professionals at that time. You get the Caleb Wileys, he grew up in the academy, so he learned what it was like to be a professional starting at 11, 12. This next generation, now you're getting into a group who has grown up and really know nothing other than Atlanta United. And when you see a Thiago Almada go for the transfer fee that he could go for, when you see Caleb Wiley go for the transfer fee that he will command, because it's coming. Caleb Wiley's at the U-20 World Cup right now and playing really, really well. He's going to get a big offer really from anywhere in the world. You talk about player profile,
right.
He could go to England straight away. And that's a lot of money coming in. Then that next generation, that next young left back wants to be the next Caleb Wiley.
And we've got to maximize the talent while we got it. That's always
and then reload.
Right.
And that's the thing.
Model.
But that's the nature of it. I mean, outside of, honestly, the Premier League and maybe a couple of other clubs worldwide. I mean, even Barcelona's got to be smart about how they spend their money these days. They're moving everything to try to get Messi in there right now. Real Madrid can spend what they want. There's a couple others. But generally, you got to develop your talent. You got to sign guys at a young age, develop them, and then sell at the right time and bring the next wave in.
Hey, one last note. We were just talking about Americans and, you know, setting the tone, raising the bar for fan interest and having guys to hang your hat on. Christian Pulisic, Chelsea's a hot mess. They spent over $500 million, so they got to trim some fat. Ooh. So is he going to land in Juventus, America's best, right, best soccer player?
Yeah, I think he's the best one right now. Yeah. I think that's fair.
Going to Italy, how would that work out for him?
I don't know. Juventus is an interesting spot because they're going to have a points penalty that's going to take them out of Champions League. So we'd go in there, it'd be in a situation where maybe the expectation's a little bit less, right, which might be a good thing. Weston McKennie, I don't think, got the love that he should have gotten there when he was at Juve. Mm-hmm. And he's going to be able to tell Christian everything about Juve and how they function and how they how they run. I don't know if it's the best spot for Pulisic, to be honest, but he does have to leave Chelsea. He's got to play.
Right.
And Chelsea signed every player they could possibly find. Todd Boehly walked in with an open checkbook and just signed guys. And it got to the point that literally they had to build on extensions to the training ground because they didn't have enough room for these guys. They had too many guys to run training sessions.
Wow.
Like, you couldn't keep guys going. Graham Potter loses his job. Frank Lampard doesn't do anything. Now you've got a new manager coming in who wants his guys.
Yeah.
They've got to
Pochettino,
trim some of that
right?
fat. Yeah, Pochettino's a great manager. Right. I'd love for him to give Pulisic a chance because I think they would work well together, and I think it would benefit Christian's game. But there's just so many bodies there,
right,
he might be the odd man out.
All right, let's circle this back, Jason Longshore. 1 minute to go. What kind of game do you expect tonight here at Mercedes-Benz?
I think with New England, this is a team that hasn't won in four in all competitions. They haven't won in three in MLS. They've gotten off the slow starts. It's something that their players are talking about, that Bruce Arena's talked about. Atlanta United needs to get off to a fast start tonight. They
right.
need to set the tone early. And when I say they need to get off to a fast start, it's not bombing the ball forward and going to chase it. It's building up the play the way that we've seen them do and getting forward as a unit into the attacking half, creating chances, getting Giakoumakis going, but also if ball turns over in the attacking half, win it back quickly and go to goal. That's something this team's done well this season, but they've got to start in control of this match.
We look forward to it. Yep, 6:30 pregame and about an hour away, so you got to get upstairs and get ready.
I got work to do, people.
Let me go hit that spread. Good stuff, brother.
Thank you, Jason.
Hey, man, Fricky's hanging in for Carl today. Earlier today, we got a chance to catch up what's going on down in Destin. We normally talk to Grant McCauley, but the Braves are still rolling right now. Up ahead, don't want to jinx it. We're going to get Grant in the 6 o'clock hour, but next, see what Chip Towers has to say about what the coaches are doing, and is anything getting done at the SEC Coaches Beach Palooza in Destin?
Drinking.
That's about it.
Yeah, right, exactly. It is Atlanta United and the New England Revolution live at 7:25 on Sports Radio 99, the game in the Odyssey app.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.